The following is an example of measurements taken from project cross sections to calculate square yards of subbase. After entering the applicable date, plan, and actual locations, items, and item numbers, the inspector records the stations, the actual distance between stations, and the width of subbase at each station. If cross sections are available on the project, use the widths shown on the cross sections to calculate the square yards of subbase. Document actual field measurements in the comments section or indicate that field measurements met or exceeded cross-section widths. Between each station, the widths are averaged to obtain an average width for the measured distance between stations. That average width is then multiplied by the distance between the stations to calculate the square feet of subbase. Each area of subbase is then totaled and the sum, which will be in decimal feet, is then divided by 9 to determine the square yards for that plan station. Should your result be considerably more or less than the plan quantity, review your calculations. If there still is a considerable difference, have your supervisor review the calculations and the designer's calculations that were used to determine the plan quantity for that location. Explanations for substantial differences between plan and final field measured quantities must be documented.